How have things been going for you guys this summer?
Oh, they're going well. You know, I think we're making a lot of good progress, you know, bringing the young guys in here and, you know, getting them kind of associated with the program and moving them along. And, you know, the upperclassmen as well. I think we're, you know, we've got a good leadership established, you know, up top at the top of the chain. And I think that's what we need to, that's the biggest key in the summertime is, you know, get some leadership established and just keep bringing guys along. And I think we've done a good job of that so far.
How excited are you and your teammates becoming knowing that you're getting closer and closer to Dan, that you're going to be using that new facility?
Oh yeah, it's going to be a huge improvement for us, you know, and you know, anything beats the bubble. That's definitely for sure. And you know, we were glad to see that thing go. Yeah, it's just going to be a huge improvement for us, and we're looking forward to it in the fall.
Brandon was talking about how like 9,500, like on summer days, you get really hot. Today's one of those kinds of days that you're just like, yeah, I'm glad that's out there.
Yeah, we just think about it. Glad that's in the past, and you know, you don't have to worry about those, you know, those kind of days anymore. And you know, we'll have that great facility over there with hopefully some air conditioning in it. And yeah, it'll just be a good step for our program, and you know, it's going to be a good recruiting tool as well.
You think back last year, you got your opportunity to become a full-time starter. Now you're entering this season pretty much in that spot, knowing that okay, barring anything between now and August, you're going to be there. What are some of the things that you're trying to improve on now, knowing that you're kind of stepping up into more of that leadership?
I think for me, just becoming a little more consistent, you know, play in, play out, you know, going through my reads, going through my keys, just trying to eliminate all the mental errors that, you know, that I cut down up from last year. And I think that's the big thing, you know, getting into the film room is the biggest thing, you know, make the game slow down for me is, you know, is my next step, is to, you know, be able to anticipate things a little better. You know, as far as knowing the system, I think I have that down pretty well. But as far as, you know, being that step, you know, that step fast, is, you know, going to be the difference this year.
How often are you actually able to, you know, spend that time being able to study film, like right now? Because I know obviously this is a time where most of the things you're doing are conditioning related workouts, but to have that extra time, I would imagine since there aren't as many classes going on either.
Oh yeah, there's, you know, there's unlimited amount of time that I can use there. You know, there's always, you can always find time to, you know, build that into your schedule. And as far as just me, you know, and then bringing the young guys in as well to help them out and get them in there, you know, just so it becomes more of a habit for them. You know, that was one of the things for me with Brett and Tyler in front of me is the, you know, the biggest key they showed me was, you know, get in the film room, you know, as soon as possible. And, you know, that just makes you that much more head come camp time.
And then just you mentioned kind of mentoring the younger guys. Is there anybody that you've noticed that's really kind of trying to provide as far as showing them, okay, this is what you got to do when you're watching film, this is a mistake I made, don't do this?
You know, not one in particular. I would say, you know, as a group, they're a great group of guys, and it's got to be a team thing. It's, you can't just, you know, pick one guy out and take him under your wing. You know, it's got to be all of them, and it's got to be all of us upperclassmen, you know, taking each and every guy in with us and making it more of a team thing rather than, you know, an one-on-one individual type session. So I think that's a thing that we've done a good job of is, you know, making it more of a team aspect and, you know, just getting closer as a team and as a defensive backfield.